time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids. And it's getting to be that time where it's time to start thinking about the Christmas kits and what they need. And they're done a little differently than the kits during the rest of the year are. So she's come in. We're going to talk about, you know, the kinds of things that they need for them, how they're going to operate. And there is a deadline that she needs them turned in by. So we'll talk all about that. Marcy, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in and thank you for what you do. So let's talk about first, how are things going for Carbon Caring for Kids? It always looks like you have more help than you need, and people are just more than willing to jump in and do what needs to be done to take care of this kind of thing.
It's going really well. Like you said, we've got lots of help. I've got volunteers coming in to get things prepared. I have lots of people bringing food, lots of kits. I even have people donating to our Venmo page on Carbon Caring for Kids. We've got incredible help.
Incredible. And we always talk when you come in about the fact that there's just not a better place.
No.
In anywhere than for, you know, people that see people that need things and jump in and do everything they can to help out. I don't think there's a better place than right here in Carbon County. So let's talk about Christmas kits, because as I was saying, they're done a little differently than throughout the year. So what you're really looking for is you're looking for someone to pretty much just sponsor one person.
Correct. So one thing that COVID has kind of changed how we do the Christmas and Thanksgiving and spring break weeks. Before, we would have them just buy the food. We would separate them all, and then we'd have someone come and pack all the kits. Now we do it differently, where someone sponsors one child. They buy all the food except for the perishables, which we add at the end. They buy all the food, and they pack the kits in their home with their family. And then they drop them off to my home. We have bags that are available at my house that they either pick up before they pack the kits, or they pack them at their home. And then when they drop them off, they can transfer them into these bigger grocery bags, and you double bag them just to make sure that they're safe for the kids so they don't rip open as they take them home. But that is one thing COVID has really changed with how we do that, because now people in the community do it in their homes, and it makes it easier on us. And I think the kids really enjoy doing it in their home.
And the other thing is I would assume that for the most part, it's the same kind of things that are going in these
Correct.
Kits that always go in the
There's
kits.
There's just more.
So, yeah. So what kinds of things do you want in these kits? Do you need in these kits?
So for the Christmas pack, we have 5 Chef Boyardees. They're the microwavable ones, the ones that they can just go right into the microwave. We have tuna fish and cracker snack boxes, fruit cups, applesauce cups, lots of different snacks, a peanut butter and a jelly, non-breakable jellies. And we throw in a loaf of bread, and we give them a bunch of fresh fruit as well.
And the now it's the bread and the fresh fruit. That's stuff that you guys add at the end.
We add the bread and the fresh fruit. Yep, correct.
But everything else, they're asking for you to sponsor one child, sponsor 5 children, sponsor 10 children, whatever you can afford, and build these kits at home, really, and then take them, drop them off, and then they'll finish them off and get them to where they need to go. Now, you are kind of up against a deadline with these.
Yes.
And you need them all turned in by December 8th, is
yep.
it?
Yep, Wednesday, December 8th, if we could get them all to our house so that we can just make sure we have enough, we're not scrambling for the next week for when we are packing them, and we'll have plenty of time to get them.
Because really, school is out the 20th this year, right?
Yeah.
And it's 2 weeks.
It's a Friday. Yeah, so it's a full 2-week break. So we're not able to put enough food in for the full 2 weeks, but we pack those bags as big as we can. Some of them probably weigh more than some of these children.
and once again, so you've got all those things, and get them together, pack that part of it, and then make sure you get them to Marcy by the 8th of December so that they can add what they need to and then schedule for delivery and get these taken care of and ready before they go to break. For some reason, it seems like it's an extra long break this year. I may be wrong.
It's close to the same as last year, but last year and this year have been a little bit longer than
years
before.
So it's a full 2 weeks. weeks that, you know, they need to make sure that these guys are taken care of. And it's, once again, the same things they're looking for, just more of it, really. And it's always when we speak like Chef Boyardee, things like that, and you're really just still looking for things that kids can make on their own.
Correct.
And that's the way these things kind of work.
Yep. And the whole list that you can find the whole list that you can print out, put it on your phone, and it's on our Facebook page, Carbon Caring for Kids, that you can go on. You can sign up if you can make a comment and just let us know that you are signing up to bring us a kit so we know how many more we need to get.
And that was the next thing, is that's the best place to get all the information, to get a hold of you guys, all that stuff. And if you can't do it, if you don't have the time but you still want to do something, you are able to make cash donations. Is your Venmo information on that, or how do they get
the Venmo? Is just at Carbon Caring for Kids, and you can Venmo money to that. All of that cash that is being donated for Christmas, we are going to buy the bread and all the fruit to be able to put in those kits so they get some fresh food.
So get those in, and once again, get all your kits. Go on to the Facebook page, see what goes in the kits, build the kits, and drop them off to Marcy by December 8th so that they can add what they need to, and then once again, get these things scheduled and ready to be delivered. Marcy, thanks so much for everything that you do. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today. And you know what? If you've got the inkling and you want to do it, this is a great way. You know what? Make the whole family get involved. And do
that's
this.
That's the fun part.
And that is the fun part. Like you said, get the whole family involved. Take them from the shop all the way through everything. And you know what? What a great way to do things for people for Christmas this year. Marcy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.